forgiveness for it. I need to go steal some bubble gum. I don't need to go rob a bank. Because in God's eyes, it's the same sin. But the wages of sin brings forth death to your life. Let me understand what I'm preaching to you about. I'm just preaching what God gave me. You know, I was sitting there at that class yesterday. One out of every two marriages in the United States ends within 10 years. After that, the people get married on rebound, and almost 100% of those marriages end. Wow. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not preaching about nothing that I'm going through. This ain't coming from nothing from me. This is coming from God. I'm going to tell you something. The devil has painted us a pretty picture. He has broke so many homes up because you know why the churches ain't full? We done covered that on a lot of other areas. But because we got such weak homes and because there's so much untrust in our families and there's so much jealousy and rage in our families because of the past, the Satan has caused death to our homes. But when we get ourselves together and we just forget about what's done happened and don't lend ourselves to sin no more and let ourselves be tempted no more by these things that entices us, we just live with what we done got in our life, then we can press on. See, if I shoot somebody and I go to prison, I can't change that. I ain't like Superman can fly around the earth 50 times or whatever in reverse time. Once sin has conceived itself, guess what? What's done is done. You cannot call it back. You cannot call back time. But the devil will entice you and make you think that what you're fixing to do is the grandest thing. And he's sitting back laughing at you because he's out to kill, steal, and destroy. But if you'll listen to Jesus before you make those mistakes, he said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Let me understand what I'm preaching about. There is a natural death that we're going to go through. But when sin conceives itself, it brings forth death. What kind of death is that? Spiritual. And I'm going to tell you something. If I go, I got to be careful how I say this. I'm the pastor's church, right? If I go down at Miss Smith's grooming house and get me 10 or 20 women, and somebody finds out about it, will God forgive me? But will people ever want to come here? Why? I've killed myself. Somebody say, uh-oh, I'm telling the truth. If I go out and I make some kind of stupid decision in my weak moment or when I'm low and the people around here gets a hold of it, I can forget about ever filling the house of God up because you know why? That's just the way it is. That's the wages of sin. And the wages of sin brings forth what? Death. I will never reach my full potential if I allow the devil to tempt me and let me make a mistake. But I can still get forgiveness. I'll still make it to heaven. I'm preaching. I'm fixing to hurry up and close. Let me understand what I'm preaching to you. The wages of sin is death. And when I was a child, Brother Alvin, I'll tell you, when I was preached the wages of sin, it was different. It was about, you may have a car wreck tomorrow. And that's true. I want you to understand what I'm preaching about. When I was preached these messages, it was about I better just get myself right with God. And if I don't, I may have a car wreck and die within 7 days. And I'd be scared to death and I'd be in this altar praying. But the thing that God has revealed to me, it's just not that natural death that I got to worry about. Sometimes it's more miserable to live in this earth than it is to go ahead and die. Because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I still got to live in this life. And when the devil entices me with something, I need to learn to think before I react. Because I will. How many want this church to grow? How many wants your Christian life to grow? How many wants to operate in the gifts that God's called you to do? And Brother Jerome, if we make a tragic mistake and people hears about it, they ain't got the same forgiveness that God does. God will forgive you. He'll still use you, because the Bible says the gift of not calling is without repentance. But once you let yourself get low-rated in man's eyes, it's hard to forget that. It ain't right. It ain't right. The Bible says, judge not, lest you be judged. Condemn not, lest you be judged. Forgiven, it shall be forgiven. But does everybody live by that rule? Therefore, if you ever want to reach your potential in Christ, don't let the devil entice you and make you think. I'm just going to be plain. My dad always told me, 5 minutes of pleasure ain't worth a lifetime of hell. How many's ever done something that, oh my God, I wish I hadn't done that? I've done it a lot. I remember I was in high school one time and I said an ugly word right in front of the principal. I wished I hadn't said that. How can I change it? The only way I could stop him is whoop him and shoot him. And guess what? Then I'm going to get in worse trouble. That's the devil's job. It's to entice you. He'll never tempt you. When a woman walks by and she's pretty, he'll never say pray for that woman. He'll say, that's the devil's job. I'm just preaching just honest, straight. I'm not trying to hide behind nothing. That ain't God making you whistle at that woman when she walks by when you got a wife at home. You know who that is? That's Satan himself. He's out to kill and to steal and destroy. But Jesus came that I may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus ain't going to tell you to whistle at that woman. Who's doing that? Satan. You know what he's trying to do? Gratify you. All he wants that good-looking thing to do is turn around and say, "Woo!" Look back at you. And then lust is conceived in the heart. Hey, am I just preaching plain this morning? It ain't that I got to be scared of dying in a car wreck. It's that I'm scared that I may hinder my walk with God where I won't be able to reach somebody, Brother Roy, because the Bible says it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. And when they see me do something that causes death to my life, will I ever be able to reach the people that I need to reach? No. Because you know why? When I made that tragic mistake that I cannot take back, even though God's forgiven me, it's brought forth death in my life, and the people see me and they mark me, Brother Roy, and they never will accept me for what I need, what I really am. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. But people in the world that we need to go help, Brother Roy, cannot get by our tragic mistake. And you know what that tragic mistake is? Sin's sin. But there's different levels of sin in man's eyes. It ain't right, but guess what? It's how it is. It ain't right that somebody talks about you, Sister Tracy, because you've made a mistake. But guess what? That's just the way it is. That's a cruel and it's a cruel world that we live in. How many knows that slogan, think before you drink? How many's ever heard that? There's so many people right now sitting behind bars, Brother Dion, that has been drinking and driving and killed somebody. They regret every minute of it. They cannot take it back. Once you make a mistake, and you better realize when the devil paints you a pretty picture and you fixing to fall head over heels in love with somebody you ain't supposed to have, or you go rob a bank, you cannot take it back. Therefore, sin will bring forth death. The wages, the payment, the reward for what you do of your sin is death. How many understand? I'm not just preaching about a natural death. I'm preaching about a spiritual death.